We have another question from our live audience, and I'm going to send this over to you, Dr. Schofield. It's from Melissa, and she said that she has a thoroughbred mare who's 13 years old and has never been bred. How old is too old to breed a mare for the first time?
Well, older mares present different challenges than younger mares. And you know, I in my practice, I deal with a sizable number of sport horses, warm bloods mostly, that are older, and they're usually maiden. They've had a long show career where they haven't necessarily had the time off to have a baby. So I routinely get 16, 17, and even 18, 19-year-old mares that are maiden mares. Now, it's not that those mares are infertile and they can't carry a baby, but they have special challenges that you need to be aware of going in. And, you know, obviously with any older animal, there are metabolic concerns, musculoskeletal concerns, but the major reproductive concern for me is the health of the uterus and the health of the cervix. One of those things is easy to determine by taking a uterine biopsy to make sure her uterus is healthy enough to maintain a pregnancy through term. But the other one is the cervix. And a mare's cervix is a very dynamic organ. In estrus, when they're in heat, it becomes very flat and soft and very, very soft and flat, allowing semen from the stallion to actually pass right into their uterus. During diestrus, when they're actually out of heat or pregnant, their cervix tightens up and becomes very tight. Now, that process happens no matter what, you know, every time the mare cycles. So if she is 5 years old, she's gone through 5 years of her cervical changes. If she's 19 years old, she's gone through 19 years of that cervical change. So older maiden mares have a problem with having a stenotic cervix, which means their cervix is tightened down and has a very thin lumen, which is hard to get through. Now, in our hands with artificial insemination, we can get semen through their cervix. We can either use our finger to help dilate it a little bit, or we can use small catheters to get the semen into their uterus. It's getting the normal post-mating inflammation that all mares undergo. Getting that fluid and that debris out of their uterus is the problem. So with a maiden older mare, we have to manage two things. One, getting semen into their uterus, and two, getting semen out of their uterus. Now, you mentioned that she's a thoroughbred, so if she's going to be live covered, getting semen into her uterus when she becomes 14, 15, 16 years old can be problematic. So I would recommend that when she is in estrus, when she's in heat, to have your veterinarian feel, you know, sterilely prep her perineum and go in and actually do a cervical exam and feel how tight her cervix is. Because if it's too tight and she's in estrus, there's a chance that semen might not even be able to get into her uterus where it needs to travel up to the urotubular junction to fertilize an oocyte. So my recommendation is wait for her to be in heat, have your veterinarian come out and check her cervix and make sure it lies flat and feels normal before you get too far down the process. But in my hands, we routinely breed mares late into their teens, early 20s, without much of a problem.